Good morning, I'm Kristen Stanley from PNG.
maybe just to, on a very serious note, you know, appeal to the department that it is unacceptable. And, it's time also, you know, drivers should be talking about the same issue over and over again, given the fact that this department is a very technical department, and before you can get a presentation, at least you need to empower yourself trying to see if you do relate to the presentation. Then when the department comes to present, then it makes your life much more easier. And we do make recommendations. We need to make informed decisions. If we don't get a document on time, then it's a problem. So we want to appeal to the department to please make sure that next time they don't.
Thank you very much, honorable members. Thank you for this help. Otherwise, it's not right. Totally, we are not going to accept it. And what we don't want it to take another department and other department chase them away. So we want it to do the same to all the departments. So it must not do it again. Please try to get the send us the documents in time. For example, you have got your program in your obviously, at least you have time to check when is this meeting and then you send the document to us. Otherwise, I think it's the lady that you have talked about. Okay, all right. Okay, then you're welcome in this meeting. I think I must hand over to you because I don't want to waste time.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. We are very much for this meeting. Thank you very much, and we have taken all the advice that you've given us and the same way that you've given us, and we will stand by you and support you so that you are able to guide us. Because the purpose of this meeting also, it's always good to get guidance from them. Thank you, Chair. This is my presentation. We've been requested to talk about bilateral relations in Africa. So we were given a number, but I thought that perhaps we could just discuss them and get some input and guidance of moving forward. Chair, we are only a year old as a branch, and we are looking at bilateral cooperation in Africa and the rest of the world, and multilateral cooperation in Africa and the rest of the world. So since the briefing on bilateral, I'll stick to the bilateral authority that we need in African Commission. This is the table of content with the introduction where we have outlined what we do as a branch and the objective of the presentation as I've already mentioned and as paper and the structure of the bilateral relations. And as we go along, we'll be alluding to the progress that we've made in implementing the bilateral. What is critical to note about bilateral relations is that there are those relations that we engage after signing. There are those relations that we engage because we've got common interests, but without signing. And those that we have signed already form part of the commitment of the work that we do. And we always come up with work programs and come up with identified areas of collaboration for moving forward. And going forward, we have also decided that we will ensure that in future collaboration to invite civil society to also give input, because it's all about national interest, so that we all communicate a common view as South Africa and also invite our water board, including business, because there are also bilateral or business opportunities, particularly that relate to water. So let me just start with this is the introduction. And then we've been requested to present those bilaterals, and this is what we're doing. And we are here to collaborate, as I've explained, the structure of our branch, both Africa bilaterals and bilaterals outside Africa, but I'm speaking to the bilaterals in Africa. I'm skipping that one and coming to the structure of African bilaterals. These African bilaterals, as you see them, are the ones where we have got agreements. We have an agreement that we signed with the DRC, Lesotho. As you may be aware, we have renewed with Lesotho the Lesotho Water Highlands, Namibia. It's an old agreement, maybe you've seen through the text, and in that text you see that it's an old agreement. However, there are aspects that we need to enhance in order to advance regional integration and also to increase water supply and water security. Mozambique also is one of those. Rwanda, Swaziland, we signed last year, and Tanzania, we have collaboration, but we have no agreement. However, we intend signing with them an agreement with them. Uganda is one of such agreements. And there are those that is not included here because we are limited by the number, but let me mention Botswana. Botswana also is completed a study, and we need to renew that agreement. So those are one of the agreements that we need to take over in Africa. What is important to note, honorable members, about bilateral in Africa is that you will realize that the heart of it is in Southern Africa, particularly with members from the study, Southern African Development Community. The reason being is that we share the results with the African, with the Southern African partners. So it's very, very critical for us to enhance that collaboration and ensure that we always come up with joint decisions. Because if you can compare our river systems and the river basins that we share with other, like a river basin, like in the Nile, you'll see that at least we don't have tensions like they have in the Nile, for example. Hence, one of the future collaborations will be in Egypt to look at how we share experiences in terms of the shared citizens, because they are grappling with how they take joint decisions and on issues like infrastructure, climate change, issues that are affecting those shared citizens. So, let me go back to the presentation. This is Mozambique. Mozambique, we have this agreement in 1996. We are continuing to implement this agreement, and we have what we call a mechanism where we manage this bilateral relationship, which we call the Joint Water Commission, where we have advisors, because in this area sometimes there are floods. So for the sake of peace and regional integration and ensure that we don't exacerbate the issues of crisis that are related to floods and whatever, we jointly manage this relation. This is one kind of such relation in Mozambique. And these are the achievements that we've done, we've achieved so far, in terms of ensuring that we manage jointly the river between us and Mozambique. And also, we've also done some joint studies, because it's very important in this river basin to do things together and come up with joint studies so that you can be able to take joint decisions in going forward, so that you don't cause what, as you may have known or heard, there's a very famous phrase in the multilateral organization which says that the next war will be fought on the ground. So we don't want that. So that's why we are very, very careful and we capacitate ourselves as a department jointly, and at times we include other people who are experts to assist us in managing this development. The next one, that is Mozambique. I've talked about it, and those are the issues that need to happen. And what is important also is to note that with all of these relations now, what we are realizing is that it's very important that you come up with an approach whereby we get these situations where you find that the country here is missing the other party. So we also keep those. And they support this joint commission, which takes also our energy potential to promote peace, especially in this issue, and to have the economy and the other. And also, we extend the challenges of the commission. So, we have a thing that the challenges that we have to do.
some of the issues that were encountered, they are related to the lessons that are having in the those are the issues of the body. And also here in the with Namibia, much as this agreement was signed, the second was signed to establish the permanent war or the commission, the commission is the body that administers the relationship between the two. There's no agreement here, we are hoping to have. However, there are issues that we deal with in terms of the water allocation issue, because also you need to make those calculations, to make those jobs. They're able to come up with a solution that you're not going to see that happening. So this is one of the things that you're going to be telling you. Rwanda also a new one. It was signed in 2009, and with our colleagues from Rwanda, in this case, we are offering Rwanda is the most complete in the country that is covering the country. In this case, we are the ones that are offering to bring them actually from the end of poverty, because we can't develop alone in terms of our foreign policy. So in for us to make this agreement, we are offering them training, and they will hear so that we will finalize the presentation. We can have a long discussion to share, but however we sit down and this very comes the one that comes down and say honorable members, this country is a very subjective country, and the country that's the region. And we are expecting that with this relationship, South Africa will gain other things. For example, there's a bigger area there that we're in here, but as well as we are a country with this relationship, in terms of South Africa's issue and goals in the region. In this regard, we have managed to get 22 million for us to move from the African Development Fund and to build projects to be able to facilitate also access to the market, one of the things. So this year in June, this agreement was signed, and last week we sent with our colleagues to clarify the area of collaboration just to, because in the agreement there's a lot of things that we have said last week. We are more focused on the English course, and also to form what you call the joint research because and here also the involvement of the water board. The water board, Red Water, is the one that is going to ask and with their partners for the other things in country to ensure that those projects are taken. However, the agreement one of the contributors is one of the country to get energy security, which is losing the responsibility of the so, that is the deal. So, and also, we are thinking the same level of connection between the in our first so that we will have seven and the those are the ones that we use.
but I can just talk about Botswana. In Botswana, we have just completed a joint study. We need to be in the and in Tanzania, during the session,
it was quite informative, and it was also good to hear that we do share with our sister countries, for example, Congo, Malaysia, Mozambique. Okay, but then the biggest problem is that their water pipe is not like ours. And every time we come, we don't go to their travel clinic, don't even use the water for crushing your teeth. The pump can cost you so much. What is it that South Africa is contributing in this country in terms of accessibility? Maybe the thing I might have mentioned, but I missed that, but I want to know, what is it, what the, in terms of this agreement, what is it that South Africa is going to contribute towards that? The second biggest issue, when you get to this country, I'll make an example, is I don't know which river is there, but it's a big river. Apparently, it was built by the late President Ben Yanko. The big dam, the Tabal dam. Yeah, built by the late Tamar Rashid. And apparently, we also got water from that dam. But people who were living there, you know, the water that comes on their eyes, they never benefit from the electricity. And we are saying water is life, water is a basic need. You cannot live without water. And I'm happy with what we are doing in South Africa. Access to water is the same, you know, even in the deepest end of rural areas, we try to provide. But are those some of the things that you will try and ask these countries to make sure that there are people to access not just water, but quality, clean water that is purified like what we are doing. Those are the two questions. My other comment is that at presentation, if anything is not in writing, in future don't mention, because at presentation is everything that is in writing. You said other, you know, then you started talking in general and that does it, it doesn't assist. My interest was Botswana because I know that we do have a relationship with Botswana. And no, not Botswana per se, the sort in particular. But the copy that I have, there is no mention of the photo. I just noticed, but when you presented, I noticed that your presentation has the photo, but there's nothing in detail with regard to the photo. So in future, when you present, a presentation must have all internationally, I don't know who do we have relationships with, because the water in America and the water in South Africa, it's not the same, you know. You go there for 3 days, you start passing with your water and your skin. So really, as you get a similar complexion, you know, it shows that there's something good about their water. So what is it that you're going to do, especially internationally, in European countries? What is the relationship? What is it that we learn from them to make sure that we actually improve the quality of the water that we use, that we have in South Africa? Lastly, in terms of empowerment, you said there are also business opportunities. I don't know if there's something that you said. What are the business opportunities that are there, especially that can empower women with regard to water bottling? At some point, I did my little research regarding that. One is that it's a highly contested market. The second issue is that it doesn't favor the previously disadvantaged. You need to have equipment, you know, and you also have to be knowledgeable about the business as well. You know, you cannot just go into business. But today we're encouraging our women not to only focus on beadwork and catering. We want them to also venture into businesses like water bottling and all that. So what are the programs within the department that can really help women in our country? If you do this bilateral, they should also be able to export their water into some of these countries. Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Chair, and thanks to the department on the presentation. I'd just like to know, you know, a bit more of the background. I see some of these agreements were signed already in 1992, for example, Swaziland and that. How was the bilaterals handled prior to this? I take it just renewing the bilaterals. I'm probably putting more specifics in order to just handle on an ad hoc basis. I'm just asking what happened prior to this. Of course, countries that are excluded there are mentioned Botswana. I heard the saying that Botswana is going to, because it's one of our neighboring states, will agree or hopefully renew their bilateral. What about a country like Zimbabwe, the argument that hasn't been included on yet? Then I take it that these bilaterals will also be discussed with the neighboring countries. So, like, for example, there's a big De Hoop Dam, which has been built on a tributary, I think, of the Limpopo River. Now, anybody downstream of that, on, let's say, the Mozambican side, this could affect the irrigation, their water. Is this taken cognizance of? Are they informed? I take it that they come in on the water supply and the water flow. Again, of course, a big thing is quality of water. Quality of water, particularly on the Limpopo, there's a lot of mining taking place, effluent going into the rivers there. Is the water quality checked down there? Because maybe neighboring countries get very upset that the water is heavily polluted by the time it gets to them, and it causes outbreaks of cholera or whatever, affect their agriculture. Are such things taken cognizance of? Of course, Congo is a big one. I think there's been discussions that the power from the Congo River alone would be enough electricity to light up the whole of Africa, and also if we could build a pipeline all the way down. I know it's very problematic, but if such a thing could be done, then probably all our water scarcity or shortages would be taken care of. So that's something for the future. Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Brewers. I don't know Honourable Paul Brewers, it's just same lady within the situation.
Yeah.
But maybe if you ask questions, you will ask on your own knowledge, but not from the presentation from the
Thank you, Chair. First of all, I put up all that I came late here. I did not even know about this meeting. All what I found on my desk was the WIPS meeting, which took very long time. I think it got out something like past day, and I came back and sat in my office and check what is going on. I could, it's only now that I met my secretary. Comrade Charles, their secretary told me about this meeting. So I came rushing them. However, Chair, thanks for the report, and I'm very much touched that now we are starting to deal with Abigail. It has always been my concern. It's why we always have to run to Europe, America, and all those countries, developed countries. Why can we not go into our neighbors here, countries that we are actually even going to live longer with them? And learning from, and all those countries are older than us in terms of democratic rules and so forth. They are older than us, and maybe we can learn something. I see here they visited quite a number of countries, Mozambique, Swaziland, Namibia, Rwanda, DRC, and again here, they are more or less the same country. Was the visit to those countries only concerning water or any other things? And in particular, I heard them mentioning Botswana, but I don't see Botswana here. Or maybe I'm just missing it, but I don't see it here. Mentioning Botswana, because I feel in terms of democracy and in terms of systems, there's a lot that we can learn from Botswana. It is not what I am saying, it's what the international rating agency, a report about Botswana. So if you take it from there, you can find that quite a number of good systems operate in those countries, and in that country. And if we really have an interest to know more about Africa and up, we can start just here. We can even walk over the border. You don't even have to fly. You can just walk over the border here to Botswana and investigate their systems. This is Department of Water Affairs, and I'm sure it has a relationship with the Department of Agriculture. I happen to be a farmer, a chair. I happen to be a small little farmer, and next to me where I farm, I've got a guy who is also a farmer, and he works for Department of Agriculture. And one day when we were just taking a general consultation, he told me that, look, Mr. Mokol, you say you're a member of parliament. You people in parliament talk about empowerment of women. He said, you know, if you want to see empowerment of women, you must just cross the borders and get into Botswana and see how women are being empowered. I really got so much interest. I wanted to know fair, but I couldn't get more information. You see, even in agriculture, they are, you know, empowered to the extent that when the government leads it, they are on their own. So that's why I say specifically about Botswana, because of this, that those things that I've heard, and she also mentioned Botswana, but I don't see Botswana here. So my question is it only water that they were investigating those countries?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Honorable Mkhonto. Sorry for that, but I think you must look at your SMS. SMS has been circulated yesterday about the meeting. And also we have tried to phone you, but you don't pick up your phone. Even here at the meeting, we've tried to phone you. But just check your SMSs. Maybe your secretary will miss out the notice in the pigeonhole.
I'm from the pigeonhole.
Yeah, but the SMS, but the SMS is in your phone, and I'm definitely sure. Because all of us receive an SMS. But nevertheless, sorry for that. Mona, do you want to
ask Honorable Mukhop, but who knows if we can entertain this later?
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. I think those are the questions, but the only question that I want to ask, what are the costs allocated to the different projects within these agreements? The cost. And also, I said earlier that when you do those things of going to Egypt, please invite us as the committee, because we also want to be the part. And we were said, Honorable Caller, that just because we received this document today, we received the document just here, we said that we are going to ask the questions, they will respond in writing with the questions, because maybe there are some questions that we needed to answer, because we are going to interpret this document again, and then maybe we'll send the questions again. But we want those questions by Friday. We want those answers by Friday. We must have the answers by Friday. And we said to them, it must not be a norm that every time we don't receive this document, we receive the document on the day of the meeting. It's not good for us as the members of Parliament. I don't know. I think all the members have asked their questions. I don't know if there's anyone that's anonymous. I think we are done because there's some other business. What as a committee we needed to do. Thank you very much for your presentation. We're going to wait for our answers not later than Friday. Yeah. Thank you very much. Have a nice journey to Pretoria. Thank you.
Challenging us to also think deeply when we start engaging, and also from this process also we are coming with country strategies and what is proper, so that at least when you come to a country, you know what are the strengths of that country for us to engage, but we will respond and take on the questions that you have. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We don't
want to be like other countries, from other countries, and never empower them. Thank you.